This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel's military moving to a new phase of its war with Hamas in Gaza. The chief of the general staff says ground forces continued operation in the bombarded Palestinian enclave. He said our forces are currently operating on the ground in Gaza. Said that during a televised message. People in Gaza had barely any communications with the outside world on Saturday as Israeli jets dropped more bombs and suggested the long-threatened ground offensive has begun. Internet and cell phone service was cut off Friday night. In New York, the United Nations calling for a ceasefire. Let's get the latest on that from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Saturday that he was encouraged by the growing international consensus for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But instead of a pause, he said there has been an unprecedented escalation of bombings in the Gaza Strip. He said the communications blackout imposed by Israel on Gaza is affecting the UN's ability to reach its staff, whom he is deeply concerned about. The UN chief said a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding there and repeated his appeal for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of hostages, and scaled-up delivery of humanitarian relief to Gaza.
VOA's Margaret Bashir in New York. Arab Gulf states Saturday warned Israel against further ground operations in the Gaza Strip, with Saudi Arabia denouncing land incursions as unjustified and Oman condemning possible war crimes. Pakistani police broke up anti-government protesters ahead of a pro-Palestinian rally, one of many around the world. This is VOA News. U.S. politician Mike Pence, who was vice president under Donald Trump, has suspended his campaign for the U.S. presidency. He said today, "This is not my time." Britain's King Charles III begins a four-day tour of Kenya on his first trip to Africa since becoming king. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has this story.
This will be the third foreign trip for the royal couple since Charles became king a little more than a year ago, and their first to Africa. Kenya holds symbolic significance for Charles' family because of what it represented for his late mother.
Kenya is where the Queen's reign, Queen Elizabeth II, King Charles's mother, it's where her reign began. She learned that her father died in Kenya.
Olivia O'Sullivan says there are many shared priorities between the two governments. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Tens of thousands of people marched through Taipei on Saturday in a riotous and noisy celebration of LGBTQ plus equality and diversity in what VOA's Jeff Custer says is Asia's largest pride march.
The streets of central Taipei were packed for the annual parade, the 21st since it began, and included go-go dancers and drag queens. The official Central News Agency put the number of attendees at 176,000, including many foreigners. Taiwan Rainbow Civil Action Association spokesperson Brian Cragen told the French news agency AFP this year's theme was Stand with Diversity.
While we may realize that Taiwan is a very diverse country, there is still a bit of a dichotomy in a lot of things, male, female, foreigner, Taiwanese. What we want to help push forward this year is getting rid of those dichotomies and binaries and the gender binary as well.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Barcelona, aligned with the Rolling Stones for the Clásico soccer game against Real Madrid. Mick Jagger showed up to see the home team wear special jerseys featuring the iconic logo of the legendary rock group. But a Beatles fan had the last laugh on Saturday. Jagger and fellow Stones member Ronnie Wood were in attendance at the Olympic Stadium where Barcelona players wore jerseys featuring the Rolling Stones' Hot Lips logo in place of the normal shirt sponsor. Madrid won. And then after the game, Madrid cheekily posted an image of Bellingham with the message, "The Beatles were always my favorite band," on social media. You can get more news from VOA on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.